with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit ReadingOnlineMarketing.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
And they may be moving, say, from a rural part. You know, maybe they're moving from Amarillo, Texas, out in the panhandle. And instead, they're moving down to Dallas-Fort Worth or San Antonio or Waco or Austin or Harris County, Texas, which includes all of Houston. And so they're turning those areas purple and then blue. The same thing happened in Colorado. 20 years ago, three leading Democrats, a big tech giant, our current governor, who used to be a congressman, and a heiress to a medical device fortune, got together and created what was called the blueprint. And they used that blueprint as their way they were going to pretty much invade the Front Range of Colorado. If you look at a map of Colorado, many people think, for example, that Denver is up in the mountains. Denver is not in the mountains. The mountains are, I mean, they're close to us, but we're pretty much flatlanders. if you've ever been to Calgary, Canada, we're not quite as far away from the Rocky Mountains as Calgary is, say, getting up into the Banff area. But we're, you know, you get out to Golden, Colorado, a suburb of Denver, and you start heading up I-70, you're in the mountains. But everything else is flatland. Same is true if you're looking at a map of Colorado, say from Fort Collins, down through Loveland, Longmont, Boulder's up against the mountains, the People's Republic of Boulder, and then Denver, Lakewood, Broomfield. I'm going to leave out different places, but then you get into Littleton, Highlands Ranch, you get into Castle Rock, get down into Colorado Springs. That's the Front Range. And it's called the Front Range because we're up against the Rocky Mountains. That area has turned Colorado blue. Now, there's still pockets of blue. You get to some of the hoity-toity places like Aspen or Vail or Telluride, and they're definitely blue counties. But the rest of the state, just in terms of square miles, we should be a red state. But the problem is most of the population is in the Front Range. All in all, though, it's conservative-leaning residents, going back to the general topic, it's conservative-leaning residents who think that their quality of life in these Democrat strongholds is bad enough to break ties with communities where sometimes they and their families have lived for generations. The New York Times had a story where they found that 9 million more people moved from blue states to red states over the past 20 years than the other way around. David Brooks, who is the putative, the so-called conservative columnist for the New York Times, elaborates this way. He says that, quote, between 2010 and 2020, the fastest growing states were mostly red, places like Texas, Georgia, Florida, Tennessee, South Carolina. And during the pandemic, that trend accelerated, and once again, most of the big population-gaining states are governed by Republicans. If you go back farther, you see decade after decade of migration toward the more conservative South. But they're not moving in search of warmer weather, or simply because they don't like having a Democrat governor. It has to do with what has, I would say, over the past 6 weeks, has become the buzzword. Affordability. At dinner last night, I heard my wife say to a friend of hers that she had bought chicken breasts, and they seemed to be slightly less expensive. The girls were talking about something else, and I didn't hear a lot about it, but I heard her say that chicken breasts seemed to be a little cheaper. And then it got to gas, and I said, well, gas, I paid $2.77 a gallon for premium unleaded just a few days ago, which shocked them because they live in another suburb, and the cheapest they found before was $3.16. Prices for many things have come down, and the rate of inflation has obviously dropped from the highs of, 20-21% down to a reasonable, what's pretty normal, 2%. But we still have an affordability problem. Because that increased inflation, particularly during COVID, the Inflation Reduction Act and, all of those trillions of dollars spent by Trump and mostly by Biden, established a new baseline. And that baseline means that even though prices may have come down, and my wife recognizes that chicken breast costs have come down, it's only down from the newly established higher baseline. A few years back, the American Enterprise Institute analyzed data from the Census Bureau, trying to answer a question. Are there any significant differences between the top 10 inbound and top 10 outbound states when they are compared on a variety of measures of political party control, business climate, business and individual taxes, fiscal health, electricity, housing costs, economic performance and outlook, and labor market dynamism. What did the AEI American Enterprise Institute find out? That's next. I'll be right back.
Everybody needs an edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's choq.com, code USA, for 30% off while supplies last.
The MLK Tapes is your next true crime podcast obsession. On April 4th, 1968, a lone gunman assassinated Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in Memphis, Tennessee. At least, that's the official story. The MLK Tapes podcast explores recordings of eyewitness testimonies to reveal the real story of the plot to kill Dr. King.
James Earl Ray was a pawn for the official story.
Listen to the MLK Tapes wherever you get your podcasts. The real-time crime podcast isn't just for the true fans of true crime. It's for people who have an obsession.
Why do I obsess over true crime? It's because I need to know every detail of every single story, because they say that the devil's in the details. So we're going to find out who's the devil here.
Join Leah Lamar and Teddy Mellencamp for an iHeartRadio original podcast dedicated to the passion of every armchair detective.
I will go down any rabbit hole and dig down any crime, because I will do your dirty work on any topic involving any bad guy.
Embark on a quest to unravel unsolved mysteries and delve into current criminal trials in real time. Each week, Lamar and Mellencamp are joined by investigative professionals who will reveal the inner workings of crime solving and criminal justice.
And we are all obsessed with this case, right?
Beyond obsessed with
this case. Beyond obsessed.
Listen to Real Time Crime wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the case of the 2016 slaughter of 8 members of an Ohio family on the Pink Moon Murders podcast. Investigative journalist David Raderman tells the story of a night that shocked the nation with its brutality. Who would commit such horrific crimes, and why?
Schools went into lockdown, stores closed, and home doors were bolted shut as word spread that a mass murderer was on the loose.
Listen to the Pink Moon Murders wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Dutton.
And I'm Elizabeth Dutton. Oh, wait, sorry.
Zarin, do you want to say your name?
No, I'm good. Go ahead.
We're the hosts of Ridiculous Crime. People love true crime, right? The mystery, the intrigue, the human frailty.
Totally.
But what a lot of us don't like is the blood and the guts and the mayhem.
Well, wait. Some of us do like the mayhem.
Okay, but let's be real. There's nothing funny about murder.
Okay, that's right.
Our show gives you stories like the kidnapping of Frank Sinatra Jr. and the Max Headroom signal hijacking.
Oh, so you mean ridiculous stories like the UK cat shaver and Pablo Escobar's cocaine hippos.
Yeah, stories like the dudes who stole Buzzy the animatronic whatever he was from Disney World, and the woman whose husband tried to kill her but came back from the dead and surprised him at her own funeral.
Yeah, that does sound good.
You can find this new podcast, Ridiculous Crime, all over the place. The Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. I don't know how you live.
Ridiculous Crime.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Do me a favor and subscribe to the podcast. Would you do that for me? On your podcast app, search for the situation with Michael Brown. The situation with Michael Brown. Once you find that, hit that subscribe button. Leave a 5-star review. That helps us spread out the podcast even further. And then that will automatically download the weekday program that I do Monday through Friday here in Denver, plus the weekend program. So you'll get all 6 days of me. So what did who's moving where and why? Well, here's what the American Enterprise Institute found. The evidence suggests that Americans are moving from blue states that are more economically stagnant, fiscally unhealthy states with higher tax burdens, and unfriendly business climates with higher energy and housing costs, and fewer economic and job opportunities, from there to fiscally sound red states that are more economically vibrant, dynamic, and business-friendly, with lower tax and regulatory burdens, lower energy and housing costs, and more economic and job opportunities. Does it take a rocket scientist to figure out that one of those two is a good thing and one is a bad thing? Now, before I get into more details about what this study shows, I want you to stop for a moment and instead just put the idea about who moves where and why aside for just a moment. Can you do that? Come on. You guys can do this. Now I want you to think about this. The politicians, like I have here in Colorado, Governor Jared Polis, a billionaire dumbass, who, you know, likes to focus on importing gray wolves into the state, or forcing the public utilities to comply with a Public Utilities Commission rule that everything has to become electrified by a certain date in order to reduce our emissions, and wants to create more affordable housing, but does so by a bunch of grifting and corruption involving all these developers and getting housing vouchers and payments from taxpayers for bonds and blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's horrific. Colorado is one of the most expensive places to live. It's horrible. I actually despise it. I love my state. My grandparents settled in this state back during the Dust Bowl. They would look at it today and go, "What the hell happened to you guys?" And I'd say, "Well, 20 years ago, Republicans were asleep at the switch. Somebody came up with a roadmap about how they were going to turn this state into a Democrat hellhole, and Republicans just were whistling dicks against us and let it happen. And here we are." And truthfully, I really don't. I mean, I suppose if I were really going to move, I would move. You know, I might move where, you know, well, one of my children is still here, my adult kids. One's down in Arizona. I've got the house down in New Mexico. But I like Colorado. I like the climate. I like the amenities and things. But holy cow, it's crazy. So think about the politicians. When we see the data that says, oh, you're a blue state governor, and people are, now, a lot of people still move into Colorado simply because of our climate and geography, because of our sports teams heritages, because it's a beautiful state. So we have a natural draw. But then they get here, and then they realize, holy cow, my car insurance is what? My home insurance is what? I know my sales tax is somewhat high, but when I look at all the fees I pay that are truly taxes, but you call them fees, and we have a flat income tax, but you want to convert it to a progressive income tax, why am I here? Why am I here? Yes, Purple Mountains Majesties, but, oh, I could take a vacation instead. I just, for the life of me, cannot understand. Well, I do understand, and I'm going to tell you why. It amazes me how blue state politicians continue to pursue their ideology because they are truly so dogmatic in their beliefs that they cannot see that what they are doing is killing the goose that lays the golden egg. And that's what's happening in these blue states. But they're so blinded by their desire for power, for control, for turning, you know, for being the first to successfully turn a democratic constitutional republic into a socialist or Marxist utopia that they're not going to change. And it drives me bat crap crazy. The decision to move to another state with a friendlier political environment, I understand that. That's pretty easy to understand. But still, economic conditions should not be so different, so divergent from state to state to cause people to pick up their kids out of schools or to break important bonds with their neighbors, their churches, their work. To move from one town to another is one thing, but there's certainly a clear segment of our society that feels the American dream is simply not possible where they live, so they're just going to uproot everything and go somewhere else. Now, we've always been a mobile society, and I think we'll always be a mobile society. But what fascinates me and disgusts me are the politicians in the blue states that continue to destroy their states, all to try to achieve their socialist Marxist goals. While the very people that fund that are leaving in droves. See if I can find it real quickly. I had a text message that... here it is, from Goober number 3115. Mike, Washington State, has become a hellhole. People are leaving along with businesses due to our record high tax budget that our imbecilic governor approved. Meta, Facebook, just pulled 5 building leases out of the state. Amazon and Meta just let go of a bunch of corporate employees. Our stupid government answer? More taxes. It's awful, and we're stuck. That's what boggles my mind, that the data is right in front of these governors, and for that matter, the legislators, to see that they're destroying their own states, and yet they don't do it. That's the economic side of it. And as I said, the decision to move to another state with a friendlier political environment, that's certainly understandable. I mean, I can tell you it's absolute hell living in Colorado and listening to some of the dumbassery coming out of the Colorado Politburo or the governor's mouth. It's amazing. What I wouldn't give for even at this point, I'd be happy with a moderate governor. Just somebody that understood basic economics, that understood the whole Laffer curve, that understood that growth has to come from the private sector, not from more government employees or more government programs. But here's the kicker from this study. It's not all about identity with a political party or a certain political movement. Axios says that politics isn't the main reason people consider moving to another state. The biggest drivers are more likely to be economic reasons. The cost of living and jobs or personal or family reasons. Now, that may be true, but political ideology has a direct impact on all of those other things, the economic reasons, the cost of living, jobs, personal and family reasons. Of course, political ideology affects that, and they don't get it. They absolutely don't get it. But at some point, I don't necessarily want to be around. It'll all go to hell in a handbasket. And somebody will wake up and go, oh, there's a different way of doing things. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
What would you do with 3 extra weeks this year? Get 50% off your first 6 months of Gusto payroll and get that time back. Gusto saves you 2 days every month on payroll, taxes, and compliance. So you can go from payroll runs to donut runs, crunching numbers to crushing goals, admin to adventure. Switching now means no need to transfer your payroll history either. Choose a future with Gusto and get more time for what matters. For a limited time, get 50% off your first 6 months at gusto.com/radio. That's gusto.com/radio.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
At your conference table or your tailgate spot, we bring the know-how, we got a lot. Local experts with a digital plan. Woo! We'll boost your biz with a helping hand. Ready? Reading online marketing, we're right here.
Okay. Celebrate the holiday season at Reading Garden of Lights. Open on select dates now through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights. Plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, model trains, and more. Upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Reading. Turtle Bay members save $5 per ticket. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? All have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends. The Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, Rare Pink, Happy Ending. Extremely limited and rare, this is a perfecto in every sense of the word. A spicy Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, a Dominican binder, and luscious Nicaraguan Dominican filler. Offer up notes of oak, leather, cocoa, and spice. Proceeds from the sale of this cigar benefit breast cancer research. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
And I find it fascinating that politicians don't understand that in pursuit of their idealistic yet unrealistic goals, whether that be because of so-called climate change or it's because they have a secret kind of subliminal desire to control every aspect of your life. And I'll give you an example. I really want to talk about electricity. You tuned in to talk about electricity? Yeah, well, that's what you're going to get. But before I talk about electricity, I want to mention roads. Because in Colorado, in fact, I'm in the process of trading cars, and I'm doing it with an out-of-state dealer. And the out-of-state dealer, even from a state that is, well, I'm guessing 1,200 miles from me, maybe not quite that far, but far enough away that I didn't necessarily want to go drive to pick up the car, so they're going to transport it. He said, oh, yeah, you guys have really bad roads. And I said, how do you know that? And he goes, well, you have bad roads because of reputation. You have bad roads because we've sold cars in your state before, and people have bitched and moaned about, you know, blah, 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 blah. And he says, and of course, I've been to Colorado. Oh, so there, now we get to the real truth. So you've actually driven here. So whether you were coming along I-70 or coming down the 25, you hit the state line, and the first thing you hit was a pothole. Yes, that's exactly right. Do you know why we have bad roads in Colorado? Now, to be objective, I will first say it's because of our climate. For example, cold climate, you may think, well, that's balmy. That's really good. Well, I think it's good, too, because earlier this week, we were in the zeros and the teens. We had a cold front move through. So when you think about whether it's a concrete road, an asphalt road, or anything, the melting and the thawing, the melting and the thawing, of course, tears up the asphalt, tears up the concrete, and we have bad roads because of that. But I don't believe that's the primary reason. Because other states, let me look over my shoulder to the north. Oh, yeah, look at Wyoming. They've got it even worse than we do, and their roads are 100% better than Colorado. So what's the difference? The difference is in Colorado, we have a governor and a state legislature and a Department of Transportation that is more focused, and I don't just believe this, I can quantify it. They want us out of our cars. And part of that insanity is they don't recognize, again, if you look at a map of Colorado, I forget how many square miles we are, but, you know, we're kind of a square state. And we've got the Eastern Plains. We've got the Continental Divide coming down across the, you know, the, what would be the western one-third of the state. And then on the western slope, you get back into a plains where you can grow wine and all sorts of fruit and things. And then in southern Colorado, you've got a little mixture of both plains and mountains. Getting people out of their cars, say on the Eastern Plains, where driving from, and these towns won't mean anything to you unless you live in Colorado. If you want to drive from Sterling in the northeast corner down to Campo, which is a little tiny, tiny town, barely, I don't think even has a stop sign, let alone a stop light in it anymore. It would take you all day long to drive that. And they want, when I say they, I'm referring to Governor Jared Polis, the Democrat governor of this state, the legislators in the Colorado Politburo, and the bureaucrats who run the Colorado Department of Transportation. They don't think about those people, because those people out on the Eastern Plains, well, they're just the, you know, they're the plebs out there, and while they provide all the oil and natural gas and the wheat and soybeans and the corn and the pheasant hunting and the quail hunting and everything else that we need. No, we don't care about them. We only care about the cool people that live in Denver and its environs. And we want to get them out of their cars because, well, we have traffic jams like you're driving the 5 in California, the 405. We now have traffic jams like that. Or if you're driving I-95 on the East Coast, we have traffic jams like you have going around 395 in Washington, D.C. We now have that in Denver. Maybe not quite as bad, but 80-90% as bad as what they are in those areas. And so they want to get us out of our cars. And they want to reduce emissions. They are still hell-bent on climate change. Now, the rest of the state, the rural areas, need cars to get from point A to point B. But here, they'll take a four-lane Broadway, a four-lane parkway, and they'll reduce it down to two lanes, jamming up traffic, and they'll create bike lanes where there are no bikers. Well, they'll create pedestrian walkways where there are no peds, all in an attempt to try to get you out of your cars. They won't approve development unless there happens to be a light rail station nearby, because they're trying to get you on light rail because nobody will ride the light rail system or use public transportation, which doesn't make any sense to me. It's impractical for me to use. I wouldn't use it anyway. I like the freedom and independence of my own vehicle and coming and going when I damn well please. That's the American way. But that's not the communist way. The communist way is to jam you into a train, jam you into a bus, jam you where it's difficult to drive because we got too many bike lanes, but no bikers. That's why we have lousy roads. The money doesn't go into maintaining and rebuilding or expanding the roadways. It goes into all that other bullcrap. And the consequence of that is you reduce the standard of living. You increase the cost of transportation. It costs you more in time, energy, and resources to go from home to work than it would if you actually spent the money, the tax dollars that we pay for road building, on road building. That's what's wrong with the country, is these left blue states like Colorado and whatever blue state you may live in spends money on all the wrong things. Now, let's swerve from that to electricity. Because last winter, and I'm sure we'll hear it again this winter, the complaint about surging electric bills that people were having difficulty keeping up with was prevalent up in the Northeast, including in Delaware and other states, leading to demands that state and local governments do something about the problem. But what they do, they just shrug their shoulders and blame the cold weather. But with a chilly start, that concern about electricity is real, and now it is back. So what do they do in a state like Colorado, where we already have exorbitant electric rates? Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
You know, as a consumer, you carry the success or the failure of...
So Pure Talk just had their best year ever and asked me if I'd like to thank their customers on their behalf for being so awesome. I said sure. It's important to say thanks, especially this time of year. Which is why, as one of their many satisfied customers, I should probably thank Pure Talk first for keeping their customer service in this country and for providing hundreds of American jobs. I appreciate that. I also appreciate their Roundup program, which makes it easy to support America's Warrior Partnership and join the fight against veteran suicide. And I love that Pure Talk donated 1,000 hand-sewn Made in America flags to veterans around Independence Day. And of course, I really appreciate their generous support of my own foundation, MicroWorks, and their commitment to help us train the next generation of skilled workers. Having said all that, it's now my pleasure, on behalf of everyone at Pure Talk, to thank you sincerely for choosing to do business with an American wireless company that actually stands for something. And one more thing. Merry Christmas.
It's the Kia Season of New Traditions sales event. Red and Kia is celebrating the season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Red and Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Red and Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at redandkia.com.
The holidays are here, and that means family, friends, and heartwarming homemade flavors. Celebrate the season at Charlie's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection, crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room. With bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. While they play, you can relax with happy hour daily from 3 to 6, or pour your favorite brew from our self-serve beer wall featuring dozens of local and craft options. And don't forget the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy a $50 Charlie's gift card and get an extra $10 free. The gift of homemade flavor, family fun, and unforgettable memories. Visit charlie's.com for details, or stop by on Highway 273 in Anderson. Charlie's Tap House, where good times, great flavor, and family traditions come together for the holidays.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Listening to the weekend with Michael Brown. I know you have other things you could be doing on the weekend, but you decide to either tune in and listen to it live or on a delayed broadcast or on a podcast. And I appreciate you doing that. So I hope you'll tell your friends and family and your people you're pissed off at, and it'll piss them off even more. But I do want to always take an opportunity to tell you how much I appreciate you listening. So we've been talking about this phenomenon, which I think is just greater than it has been in the past, because we've always been a mobile society. We've always moved from place to place. I know a lot of people never leave their home state, but other people tend to move, you know, halfway around the country, halfway around the world. But in Colorado, the insanity of why things are more expensive here is because of the absolute ignorance, and I think blind eye, that our political leaders turn. Utilities Commission finalized a regulatory framework that I think exemplifies a fundamental logical contradiction in energy policy. They want to simultaneously force utilities to dramatically reduce natural gas consumption because of those evil emissions. It's fossil fuels. while mandating total electrification of residential and commercial buildings and homes. Now, if you understand anything at all, that approach ignores basic economics. It ignores technological realities and the actual preferences and the financial circumstances of consumers in Colorado. Their whole purpose is to reduce greenhouse gas emissions from their systems, the utility systems, by 41% compared to a baseline established in 2015, and an implicit target of complete elimination of natural gas emissions by 2050. So to do that, there's only two ways. Either reduce methane leaks in existing pipelines, or you got to remove customers from the gas system entirely. And since methane recovery and pipeline repairs alone would never achieve a 41% reduction, let alone 100%, the mandate is truly just trying to require forced electrification of most residential and commercial buildings. And the logical problem is stark, because our grid relies significantly on natural gas generation to balance intermittent renewable sources that are, you know, because the wind and solar is not permanent, it's intermittent, and it can't meet the peak demand. The state maintains that the Comanche coal facility we have down in southern Colorado in Pueblo, specifically because the Public Utilities Commission recognized that eliminating natural gas consumption while simultaneously electrifying buildings would create dangerous supply gaps. Yet they are simultaneously pushing utilities and ratepayers to abandon natural gas while demand for electricity continues to surge. It's insane. The financial impact, and this gets to the whole idea about why people move, the financial impact on people living in Colorado will be staggering. Let me emphasize that. Staggering. Because Colorado residential electric rates currently average about 14.92 cents per kilowatt hour. Natural gas costs about $10 per 1,000 cubic feet. Now, when you convert those numbers to a common energy unit, you'll find the brutal math. Electricity is more than four times more expensive than natural gas on a per unit of energy basis. Consider some specific costs that families will face. Oh, they keep telling us, install a heat pump. A cold climate heat pump like you would need and suitable for Colorado costs between $12,000 and $15,000 out of pocket. That's just for an average 2,000 to 3,000 square foot home. For many Colorado families, they're struggling with just housing affordability. Or if you're a builder and you're going to put that into a new home, you've just added at least $15,000 to the cost of a new home, all because of a stupid regulation. And then politicians wonder why people leave the state or leave your state. Because I know this is the kind of dumbassery that goes on in blue states all over the country. There's a 2023 cost comparison analysis that compares efficient gas to all electric homes. And that study found that switching from natural gas to electric heat pumps would increase annual energy costs by 112%. That accounts or converts to an additional $1,700 per year just to maintain your home. There's another study that found that high-efficiency gas heating costs $815 on an annual basis compared to more than $1,300 for electrified homes, a 70% increase. Now, if you're living on the margins or you're living paycheck to paycheck, that may not seem like, oh, Michael, $800 annually to $1,300, that's $500. It's still a 70% increase. And you're telling me that, oh, people can just absorb that? No. And think about this. The older the house that you live in, the worse the economics. Because older homes electrified would cost at least $1,500 a month, and that's a 92% increase. The Colorado Public Utilities Commission has also approved extending the operation of the Comanche coal plant, which the one down in Southern Colorado I just mentioned, but at the same time requiring utilities to invest in completely overhauling the transmission lines to harden against wildfires, and so they can connect the new transmission lines to new solar and wind farms. Now, those are unavoidable fixed costs that amount to hundreds of millions of dollars that are going to be passed on to consumers, whether the demand grows or doesn't grow. So the policy in Colorado creates a destructive spiral for those least able to afford it. Now, if you're least able to afford it, you either end up homeless or you pack up and go somewhere else. Now, what does that do to the average cost of a home? You pack up and leave. So somebody, you know, runs in, picks up that house, turns it into a rental property or an Airbnb. So affluent Coloradans, well, they can afford that. So that's going to drive up housing costs. And you'll have fewer tax people to spread the tax burden around, because those people went to a state that doesn't do this kind of insanity. And I know I'm picking on Colorado, and I know it applies to your state, too. It's just that, you know, I can't do all 57 states. By the way, somebody said, you keep mentioning 57 states. We only have 50. Is that right? Because Barack Obama told us back in 2013 that he had visited all 57 states. I've got seven more to go. I've just got to find them. Lower-income families in Colorado that can't afford to install a heat pump, they'll remain on the gas system, and they'll end up paying increasingly higher bills to cover both the stranded costs of maintaining the pipelines that are now serving fewer customers and the utility subsidies for their wealthier neighbors getting electrified. So that will start a cycle. And as that cycle continues, the gas rates will continue to increase for the remaining customers, accelerating the exit of the next tier of affordability. So the ultimate outcome? Do I have to spell it out? A regressive transfer of wealth from poor to affluent households, all justified in the name of climate policy. There's one Colorado community that illustrates this clearly. Atmos Energy projected that a town called Gunnison, it's a beautiful city in southwestern Colorado, beautiful town, the residents would face more than $1,200 annual increases from forced electrification. And then in smaller communities with limited scale, the per household cost burden becomes even more severe. It becomes even worse. So when we look at people moving from state to state, yes, it's economics. But why don't the politicians recognize that? Oh, because they still want to impose their socialist utopia. That's why. Stop and think about that for a while. See what's going on in your state. Hey, thanks for tuning into the weekend. Everybody have a great weekend. I'll see you next weekend.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
It feels like every day there's a new tech scam or data breach making headlines. But with Webroot Essentials, you don't have to live in fear. Webroot Essentials is powerful cloud-based antivirus that scans 6 times faster and takes up 33 times less space than brands like Norton and McAfee. With Password Manager and Web Threat Shield built in, Webroot Essentials protects up to 5 devices without slowing you down. Right now, get 60% off Webroot Essentials at webroot.com/save. Stop worrying about what's out there. Live a better digital life with Webroot.
Wind River. Resort and Casino is excited to announce the return of Lab War. Brought to you by Heartbot Productions. This exhilarating showdown will have two fierce opponents going head-to-head in an unforgettable battle of slaps. Who will emerge as the last one standing? Event is January 31st. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. For complete details or to purchase tickets, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.